The Senate will be in order. The prayer today will be offered by the Senator from Crawford, Senator Schultz. Following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance led by Paige Ian Critelli.
Good morning, Mr. President, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate. If you would bow your head and join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before you this Thursday, the last day of Funnel Week, asking for your blessings upon the end of this week. We ask that those tensions and relationships who may have been frayed as different interests come together and are worked out sometimes by deadlines, that those relationships could be mended and strengthened in the future. We ask that the decisions that are made this week and finishing up this week are pleasing to you and in the best interest of Iowans and your people here in Iowa. Heavenly Father, we ask that as we go home this week, that we have safe travels while there is possible ice storms or possible inclement weather. We ask that the legislators, our clerks and secretaries, the full-time staff who make the Capitol work, the pages who make the system work during session, are all taken care of and transported home safely, that we could spend time with our families and be rested, that we could have a restorative worship of you, and then return safely on Monday to begin the next session. The next segment of session, moving forward, serving the people of Iowa. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Are there corrections to the journal? Hearing none, the journal is approved as printed. Are there senators to be excused? There's business in the well. The secretary will read.
Mr. President, the House has on February 16, 2022, passed the following bill. House File 2317, a bill for an act relating to state revenue and finance from the individual tax income making appropriations, excluding effect date and applicability provisions. We also have it for the information of the body, a introductee as the governor's appointee to the Civil Rights Commission. It is Stan Thompson, and under the Senate's rules, he's required to be introduced to the full Senate. He is over my right shoulder up in the gallery. He will be here for half an hour afterwards for any questions you may have or if you want to set up any appointments. So again, Stan Thompson as the governor's appointee to the director of the Civil Rights Commission.
Do any senators seek the floor for announcements or introductions? For what purpose does the senator from Scott, Senator Knoyer, seek the floor?
Mr. President, for an introduction.
You are in order.
I want to welcome the wrestlers from the Pleasant Valley High School wrestling team and their coaches to the Iowa Senate today. These are great kids. I happen to know because my twin boys happen to wrestle on the Pleasant Valley wrestling team. They're great kids. They're great role models to my sons. The coaches are great, and it's a really they really embody the reason why participation in extracurricular activities are so important to the educational process. So I want to wish them the very best in their competition today in the state tournament. I want to wish all the wrestlers that are coming to Des Moines from across the state safe travels to and from Des Moines and the very best in competition. But right now I'd like you all to welcome my people from Pleasant Valley High School. Thank you.
Welcome to the Iowa Senate. For what purpose does the senator from Delaware, Senator Zumbaugh, seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. President, for an announcement.
You are in order.
It's kind of a two, three, or maybe five-fold announcement, again referring to the state wrestling tournament, which started yesterday. In the team tournament division, last night Senator Brown and I had the opportunity to sit with each other and watch that team tournament, and I was fortunate enough to watch Lynn Marr, Lisbon, Independence, and West Delaware, all from my district, which is an honor just to simply make it to that team tournament. But in that process, we also got to watch Osage, which is in Senator Brown's district. And Boy, this is hard to say. Senator Brown, I apologize for your team taking third place with that, but it was a joy to watch that. By the way, their team pulled it out with a tied score, and they won by criteria, which those of you that wrestle realize how that works. But anyway, Osage did win that particular meet and get third place. But just to make sure you understand, Senator Brown, Wes Deller from Manchester, my hometown, did win and take first place in the team tournament. So thank you, Senator Brown, for sitting with me.
For what purpose does the senator from Polk, Senator Bisignano, seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. President. Am I in order for a point?
We're not yet to that point. We're doing announcements and introductions, but in just 1 minute, we'll get there.
Thank
Senator.
You.
Seeing no further senators seeking the floor, Chair recognizes the senator from Polk, Senator Whitmer.
Thank you, Mr. President. I ask unanimous consent to move House File 2317 and the attached Senate File 2206 to the unfinished business calendar.
You've heard the motion of the senator from Polk, hearing no objections, so ordered. We're now at that point of the day for points of personal privilege. Chair recognizes the senator from Polk, Senator Bisignano.
Thank you, Mr. President. Am I in order for a point?
You are in order.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would Senator Brown yield?
Senator Brown, would you yield?
Yes.
Senator Bisignano, you're in order.
Senator, we haven't had this discussion for a while, but, you know, time slips away. We talked this morning, but neither one of us brought it up, but we've talked about it in the past, and I think it's time because so many traditions that I've seen in my time are changing here in the Senate. But there's one tradition that should never change, and that's the freshman dinner. I don't even know if your freshmen even know what the dinner is. Now, I know we even picked up two more since the last time we postponed the dinner. So I'd have to say, frankly, this is going to be a true Republican purchase dinner. I think we have one member, and she's good for the tip. But we are really looking forward to eating on you guys and ladies. And we haven't set a date. And for those of you that don't know, it's an election cycle tradition that I started is a joke that nobody laughed, nor did they forget. And when I came back, they reminded me that I actually was a freshman and I got caught up in it. So because of that, I'm not going to forget. And Senator Brown is kind of the designee of, hey, let's keep this going and let's get it done. I know you're busy this week, Senator, but I would say Monday, we should have some type of report on the freshman dinner. Could you agree?
Yeah, I believe they could probably give us a report on what their plans were, and I believe Senator Raleigh's gonna have to be added to that committee. So
this is making it, that's dessert now.
I'll fill him in on what his responsibilities are.
If you would, and they have to understand also that it is an unlimited amount. We just eat and they pay. And so it isn't a matter of how much, it's a matter of when we're done, you get the bill, you split it up among the members of the freshman class, and we had a good night. So we've had great nights here, and you may refresh their memories of some of our antics, but it is their responsibility to feed us and entertain us for the night. Thank you.
For what purpose does the senator from Winnesheek, Senator Klimisch, seek the floor?
Am I in point for an order?
You're in order.
Senator Bisignano, the dollar menu at McDonald's is wide open. When we're done with it, I'm more than happy to settle up. Thank you.
Seeing no further senator seeking the floor, Chair recognizes Senator from Polk, Senator Whitmer.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the Senate adjourn until Monday, February 21st at 1 p.m.
You've all heard the motion of the Senator from Polk, Senator Whitmer. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. The motion prevails. The Senate will be adjourned until Monday, February 21st at 1 p.m.